Mass. The station at Rome is in the Basilica of St. John Lateran, the mother and mistress of all churches. The papal function, however, now takes place at St. Peter's, but the usual indulgences are still granted to those who visit the Archbasilica. The Mass of this Sunday retains no vestige of the joy which characterized the ceremony of the palms. The introit is taken from Psalm 21, in which the royal prophet expresses the anguish of soul suffered by Jesus on the cross. Introit. O Lord, keep not thy help far from me. Look to my defense. Save me from the lion's mouth, and rescue me in my distress from the horns of unicorns. O God, my God, look upon me. Why hast thou forsaken me? It is the cry of my sins that keeps salvation far from me. In the Collect, the Church prays that we may have grace to imitate the patience and humility of our Savior. Jesus suffers and humbles himself for us. It is but just that we should work out our salvation by following his example, that we should suffer and be humble. Collect. O Almighty and Eternal God, who wouldst have our Savior become man and suffer on a cross, to give mankind an example of humility, mercifully grant that we may improve by the example of his patience and partake of his resurrection. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Philippians, Chapter 2. Brethren, for let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and in habit found as a man. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross, for which cause God also hath exalted him, and hath given him a name which is above all names, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. In obedience to the wishes of the Church, we have knelt down at those words of the Apostle, where he says that every knee should bow at the holy name of Jesus. If there be one time of the year, rather than another, when the Son of God has a right to our fervent adorations, it is this week, when we see him insulted in his passion. Not only should his sufferings excite us to tender compassion, we should also keenly resent the insults that are heaped upon our Jesus, the God of infinite majesty. Let us strive, by our humble homage, to make him amends for the indignities he suffered in atonement for our pride. Let us unite with the holy angels, who, witnessing what he has gone through for the love of man, prostrate themselves in profoundest adoration at the sight of his humiliations. In the gradual, the Church makes use of the words of the royal prophet, who foretells the future glories of the victim that dies on Calvary. But he also confesses that the success permitted to the enemies of Jesus had well nigh shaken his confidence. Gradual. Thou hast held me by my right hand, and by thy will thou hast conducted me, and with glory thou hast received me. How good is the God of Israel to them that are of a right heart! But my feet were almost moved, my steps had well nigh slipped, because I had a zeal on sinners, seeing the prosperity of sinners. The tract consists of several verses taken from Psalm 21, the first words of which were spoken by our Redeemer on the cross. So clear and explicit are the words of this psalm that it might almost be called a history, as well as a prophecy, of the Passion. Tract. O God, my God, Look upon me. Why hast thou forsaken me? Far from my salvation are the words of my sins. O my God, I shall cry by day, and thou wilt not hear, and by night, and it shall not be imputed as folly in me. But thou dwellest in the holy place, O thou, the praise of Israel. In thee have our fathers hoped. They hoped, and thou hast delivered them. They cried out to thee, and they were saved. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, the reproach of men, and the outcast of the people. All they that saw me have laughed me to scorn. They have spoken with the lips and wagged the head. He hoped in the Lord, say they. Let him deliver him. Let him save him, seeing he delighted in him. They considered me and viewed me attentively. They divided my garments among them and cast lots for my vesture. Deliver me from the lion's mouth, and my lowness from the horns of the unicorns. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. O all ye of the seed of Jacob, magnify him. A people that is to come shall be declared the Lord's, and the heavens shall publish his justice. To a people to be born, whom the Lord hath made. It is now time that we should hear the history of our Savior's passion. But, in order that we may show both heaven and earth that we are not scandalized, as were the disciples, at the sight of his apparent weakness and the triumph of his enemies, we hold in our hands the palms wherewith we have been proclaiming him as our King. The Church reads on four different days of this week the four evangelists' narration of the Passion. She begins with that of St. Matthew, who was the first to write the Gospel. To express the sorrow which fills the hearts of the faithful, the acolytes do not carry the lights, nor is the book incensed. Omitting the customary salutation, the deacon, who is to take the part of the evangelist, at once begins the mournful history of our Lord's sufferings and death. The Passion and Gospel. The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew, chapters 26 and 27. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days shall be the Pasch, and the Son of Man shall be delivered up to be crucified." Then were gathered together the chief priests and ancients of the people into the court of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. And they consulted together, that by subtlety they might apprehend Jesus and put him to death. But they said, "Not on the festival day, lest perhaps there should be a tumult among the people." And when Jesus was in Bethania, in the house of Simon the leper, there came to him a woman having an alabaster box of precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he was at table. And the disciples, seeing it, had indignation, saying, "To what purpose is this waste? For this might have been sold for much and given to the poor." And Jesus, knowing it, said to them, "Why do you trouble this woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For the poor you have always with you, but me you have not always. For she, in pouring this ointment upon my body, hath done it for my burial. Amen, I say to you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, that also which she hath done shall be told for a memory of her." Then went one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, to the chief priests and said to them, "What will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you?" But they appointed him 30 pieces of silver. And from thenceforth he sought opportunity to betray him. And on the first day of the Atzimes, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Pasch?" But Jesus said, "Go ye into the city, to a certain man, and say to him, The Master saith, My time is near at hand. With thee I make the Pasch with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus appointed to them, and they prepared the Pasch. But when it was evening, he sat down with his 12 disciples. And whilst they were eating, he said, Amen, I say to you, that one of you is about to betray me. And they, being very much troubled, began every one to say, Is it I, Lord? But he answering said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, he shall betray me. The Son of Man indeed goeth, as it is written of him. But woe to that man, by whom the Son of Man shall be betrayed. It were better for him if that man had not been born. And Judas, that betrayed him, answering, said, Is it I, Rabbi? He saith to him, Thou hast said it. And while they were at supper, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke and gave to his disciples and said, Take ye and eat, this is my body. And taking the chalice, he gave thanks and gave to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which shall be shed for many unto remission of sins. And I say to you, I will not drink from henceforth of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I shall drink it with you, new, in the kingdom of my Father. And a hymn being said, they went out unto Mount Olivet. Then Jesus saith to them, All you shall be scandalized in me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be dispersed. But after I shall be risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. And Peter answering said to him, Although all shall be scandalized in thee, I will never be scandalized. Jesus said to him, Amen, I say to thee, that in this night, before the cock crow, thou wilt deny me thrice. Peter saith to him, Yea, though I should die with thee, I will not deny thee. And in like manner said all the disciples. Then Jesus came with them into a country place which is called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, Sit you here, till I go yonder and pray. And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to grow sorrowful and to be sad. Then he saith to them, My soul is sorrowful even unto death. Stay you here and watch with me. And going a little further, he fell upon his face, praying and saying, My Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh to his disciples and findeth them asleep. And he saith to Peter, What? Could you not watch 1 hour with me? Watch ye, and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again the second time he went and prayed, saying, My Father, if this chalice may not pass away, but I must drink it, thy will be done. And he cometh again and findeth them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And leaving them, he went again, and he prayed the third time, saying the selfsame word. Then he cometh to his disciples and saith to them, Sleep ye now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Behold, he is at hand that will betray me. As he yet spoke, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests and the ancients of the people. And he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that is he, hold him fast. And forthwith, coming to Jesus, he said, Hail, Rabbi, and he kissed him. And Jesus said to him, Friend, whereto art thou come? Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and held him. And behold, one of them that were with Jesus, stretching forth his hand, drew out his sword, and striking the servant of the high priest, cut off his ear. Then Jesus saith to him, Put up again thy sword into its place, for all that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot ask my Father, and he will give me presently more than 12 legions of angels? How then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that so it must be done? In that same hour, Jesus said to the multitudes, You are come out, as it were, to a robber, with swords and clubs, to apprehend me. I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you laid not hands on me. Now all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then the disciples, all leaving him, fled. But they, holding Jesus, led him to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the ancients were assembled. And Peter followed him afar off, even to the court of the high priest. And going in, he sat with the servants, that he might see the end. And the chief priests and the whole council sought false witness against Jesus, that they might put him to death. And they found not, whereas many false witnesses had come in. And last of all there came two false witnesses, and they said, This man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God, and after 3 days to rebuild it. And the high priest, rising up, said to him, Answerest thou nothing to the things which these witness against thee? But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest said to him, I adjure thee, by the living God, that thou tell us if thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus saith to him, Thou hast said it. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the power of God, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his garments, saying, He hath blasphemed. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard the blasphemy. What think you? But they answering said, He is guilty of death. Then did they spit in his face, and buffeted him, and others struck his face with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy unto us, O Christ, who is he that struck thee? But Peter sat without in the court, and there came to him a servant maid, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus the Galilean. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And as he went out of the gate, another maid saw him, and she saith to them that were there, This man also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, that I know not the man. And after a little while, they came that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for even thy speech doth discover thee. Then he began to curse and to swear, that he knew not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which he had said, Before the cock crow, thou wilt deny me thrice. And going forth, he wept bitterly. And when morning was come, all the chief priests and ancients of the people took counsel against Jesus, that they might put him to death. And they brought him bound, and delivered him to Pontius Pilate the governor. Then Judas, who betrayed him, seeing that he was condemned, repenting himself, brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and ancients, saying, I have sinned in betraying innocent blood. But they said, What is that to us? Look thou to it. And casting down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed, and went and hanged himself with a halter. But the chief priests, having taken the pieces of silver, said, It is not lawful to put them into the corbona, because it is the price of blood. And after they had consulted together, they bought with them the potter's field to be a burying place for strangers. For this cause, that field was called Halsadama, that is, the field of blood, even to this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremias the prophet, saying, And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was prized, whom they prized of the children of Israel, and they gave them unto the potter's field, as the Lord appointed to me. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus saith to him, Thou sayest it. And when he was accused by the chief priests and ancients, he answered nothing. Then Pilate saith to him, Dost thou not hear how great testimonies they allege against thee? And he answered him to never a word, so that the governor wondered exceedingly. Now upon the solemn day the governor was accustomed to release to the people one prisoner, whom they would. And he had then a notorious prisoner that was called Barabbas. They therefore being gathered together, Pilate said, Whom will you that I release to you, Barabbas, or Jesus, that is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. And as he was sitting in the place of judgment, his wife sent to him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and ancients persuaded the people that they should ask Barabbas and make Jesus away. And the governor answering said to them, Whether will you of the two to be released unto you? But they said, Barabbas. Pilate saith to them, What shall I do then with Jesus that is called Christ? They say all, Let him be crucified. The governor said to them, Why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. And Pilate, seeing that he prevailed nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, taking water, washed his hands before the people, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just man. Look you to it. And the whole people answering said, His blood be upon us and upon our children. Then he released to them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him unto them to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor, taking Jesus into the hall, gathered together unto him the whole band, and stripping him, they put a scarlet cloak about him, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand, and bowing the knee before him, they mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And spitting upon him, they took the reed and struck his head. And after they had mocked him, they took off the cloak from him, and put on him his own garments, and led him away to crucify him. And going out, they met a man of Cyrene, named Simon. Him they forced to take up the cross. And they came to the place that is called Golgotha, which is the place of Calvary. And they gave him wine to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted, he would not drink. And after they had crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, They divided my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. And they sat and watched him. And they put over his head his cause, written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were crucified with him two thieves, one on the right hand and one on the left. And they that passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, Va, thou that destroyest the temple of God, and in 3 days dost rebuild it, save thy own self. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. In like manner also the chief priests, with the scribes and ancients, mocking, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him now deliver him, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. And the selfsame thing the thieves also that were crucified with him reproached him with. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over the whole earth until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some that stood there and heard said, This man calleth Elias. And immediately one of them running took a sponge, and filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink. And the others said, Let be, let us see whether Elias will come to deliver him. And Jesus, again crying with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Here the deacon pauses and honors the death of our Lord and Savior by a solemn act of adoration. All the faithful kneel down and remain for some time in that position. In many places it is the custom to prostrate and kiss the ground. The deacon then resumes his narration. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two, from the top even to the bottom. And the earth quaked, and the rocks were rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints that had slept arose, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, came into the holy city and appeared to many. Now the centurion, and they that were with him watching Jesus, having seen the earthquake and the things that were done, were sore afraid, saying, Indeed, this was the Son of God. And there were there many women afar off, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. And when it was evening, there came a certain rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate, and asked the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded that the body should be delivered. And Joseph, taking the body, wrapped it up in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new monument, which he had hewn out in a rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the monument, and went his way. And there was there Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary, sitting over against the sepulchre. That the Mass of this Sunday may not be deprived of that essential rite which we call the Gospel, the deacon reserves a portion of the narrative, and going to the altar, he asks the priest to bless the incense, which done, the deacon, himself also having received the priest's blessing, goes to the place appointed for chanting the Gospel. But the acolytes do not carry their lights. After having thurified the book, he thus closes the history of the Passion. And the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together to Pilate, saying, Sir, we have remembered that that seducer said, while he was yet alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, the sepulchre to be guarded until the third day, lest perhaps his disciples come and steal him away, and say to the people, He is risen from the dead, and the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, You have a guard. Go, guard it as you know. And they, departing, made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting guards. The offertory is again a prophecy of David. It foretells the state of abandonment to which our Savior was to be reduced in the midst of all his sufferings, and the cruelty of his enemies, who would feed him with gall and vinegar. Thus is he treated, who is preparing to give us his body for our food, and his blood for our drink. Offertory. My heart hath expected reproach and misery, and I looked for one that would grieve together with me, but there was none, and for one that would comfort me, and I found none. They gave me gall for my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. The secret asks of God that he would impart to his servants the twofold fruit of Jesus' passion, grace in this life and glory in the next. Secret. Grant, we beseech thee, O Lord, that what hath been offered in the presence of thy divine majesty may procure us the grace of devotion and effectually obtain a blessed eternity. In the communion anthem, the Church, after receiving into herself the life of Christ by the chalice of salvation, calls to our minds that other chalice which Jesus was to drink in order that he might gift us with immortality. Communion. Father, if this cup cannot pass away, but I must drink it, thy will be done. The Church concludes the prayers of the sacrifice she has just been offering by asking the remission of sin for all her children, that they may see fulfilled that longing of their souls, a share in the glorious resurrection of Jesus. Post-communion. May our vices, O Lord, be destroyed, and our righteous desires fulfilled by the efficacy of these mysteries.